Hello again. You're listening to the News at One. As we look forward to a relaxation of COVID restrictions from early May, India continues to set grim pandemic records with more than 386,000 new cases reported yesterday, the biggest one-day increase for any country during this pandemic. The total number of infections in India has now passed 18 million. As we know, oxygen supplies and hospital beds are in critically short supply, and officials have been urged to find new sites for cremations as morgues and crematoriums become overwhelmed. Last night, an emergency donation of 700 oxygen concentrators and other vital equipment arrived in India from this country as part of the European Union's response to the crisis. Let's talk now to Dr. Margaret Harris from the World Health Organization. Dr. Harris, thank you so much for taking our call this afternoon. The figures are really, truly alarming and shocking. 3,500 deaths reported in India yesterday. And we're still, it seems, some weeks away from the peak of this surge.
Good afternoon, Brian. Yes, it's really, really heartbreaking to see what people are suffering in India. And it's also a salutary lesson, a horrible lesson for the world about how this virus can take off. If it finds a crack, it exploits it. So it's fantastic that Ireland has achieved what it's achieving, but it's critical to really start to open up much more carefully, very, very carefully.
I'll come back to our plans here in just a moment, but just in relation to India, is it possible at this stage, in more precise terms, to analyse and describe what's been happening there? Is it this Indian variant that's a significant contributory factor?
It's not clear that there's one particular cause. It's probably multifactorial. So we've had several things, and that's why I mentioned the opening up. When when societies open up, people tend to take that as a signal for, okay, it's all over, I can relax personal protective measures. And we did see that we saw mass gatherings, but there are indeed quite a number of variants that are more contagious. There's a variant that was first identified in India, but also the variants that were identified in the United Kingdom, in South Africa and Brazil are all circulating in India as well.
I mean, clearly there's an urgent, critical need for medical equipment, medical supplies. At the moment, does India have anything like sufficient quantities of these?
Well, you know, before they had this huge acceleration, they did. But this is the problem. This virus it gives you such a severe illness that you must be treated in complex ways in hospital with things like oxygen and ventilators, so you simply run out. And it's great to see that Ireland has sent the oxygen concentrators, for instance, because that is a very useful piece of equipment that can suck the air out, just normal room air, and compress take the oxygen in it, compress it and provide it to the patient. Mm-hmm. And all you really need is an electrical supply to do that. So those are really, really useful bits of equipment. But yes, all of us around the world right now have to focus on supporting India and helping fill the gaps that they are now seeing.
Mm-hmm. You've mentioned the planned reopening or opening up of the economy and society here. Do you think it's about the right pace that's planned, given where we are in relation to vaccinations, number of infections, our hospital numbers?
Well, it's certainly important for societies to be able to open up, because we have to learn to live safely and manage our societies and live in a way that enables us to continue economically and socially while fighting the virus. But what has to happen at the same time is to ensure that the very good tracking and tracing, isolating and quarantining that Ireland has been done continues. We find that 90% of people who are infected with this don't necessarily infect other people. But 10% can infect a huge number in clusters. So in other words, you have to find all 100% of people who are potentially infectious. Mm. People often say perfect is the enemy of good. In this case, good has to be perfect.
Yeah, the emphasis for this summer here, we're told, is going to be on outdoor socialising. Outdoor is the watchword, and we're still some way, it seems, from any kind of indoor gatherings. Are outdoor gatherings significantly safer than people getting together indoors?
Yes, indeed. And it's very good that you've adopted outdoor as a watchword. We've seen now that the majority of, in fact, possibly all of the cluster spreading events have happened indoors. There have been some events where people have been outdoors, but they've also spent some time indoors. So your risks are so much greater indoors. And so the things to avoid are crowding indoors, closed spaces, poor ventilation. And if you can't avoid that, if you have to go indoors, wear a mask and make sure that mask is over your nose. There's this tendency to be just, you know, have the nose hanging out over the mouth. That's not going to help. And make sure it fits properly across the bridge of your nose. And keep on doing all those things. But yes, if you can spend as much time as possible outdoors, you can spend some really good and safe time.
All right, good quality time. We certainly look forward to that over the summer. Dr. Margaret Harris from the World Health Organization, thank you for that.